Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Here's David Hollander.
Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. I hope you have enjoyed last month's show, the boot camp series. We had a great time doing that, and I hope you loved it. And this is going to be a fantastic weekend. We have the sun out. We have the Super Bowl tomorrow. And can you believe it? The 49ers are in the Super Bowl. It's incredible. A year ago, we all would have been saying, never going to happen. So here we are. We're back. The faithful are still here, and it's wonderful. So excited for all of us. It's going to be a great weekend. If you happen to miss our basic training, I just want to go over this again because this was a great series, and it really applies anytime during the year. You just want to get back to financial basics. Maybe you missed the whole month. I don't know what you were doing, but if you missed any of it, it's okay. You can still get on top of your financial goals, even though the market dropped so incredibly yesterday. That was incredible.
I've lost my mojo.
That's what some people were saying. But anyways, we'll talk about that here in a minute. But listen, if you want just basic training about how do you financially get going, well, we did that. We talked about the new tax laws that just went into place. So you want to know about those definitely before April because there's some big changes happening to your retirement accounts. And then we talked about the financial habits of millionaires. And then we also talked about what do you want to invest in and what do you want to stay out of. And I think if you go back and listen to that, you're going to see some parallels to what happened to yesterday. So you can catch all of that at pyaradio.com. pyaradio.com, that's where those boot camp series are held, and they will be there for the immediate future. So tell your friend, pyaradio.com. Now, for those of you just joining us for the first time, I want to welcome you. People around here, they call me the Sandman. You heard that jingle when we started the song? That's my song. And that's because people call me the Sandman. Why? Well, that's because I'm an attorney and a financial advisor. And I help people sleep well at night by answering their questions related to those subjects. So if you have a question, maybe something came up, maybe you want to know what you should do about your portfolio after yesterday's, pretty big drop, call this number right now, 808-KMBR. You know the number, 808-5627. You may say, well, I'm down in San Jose. I do have to dial prefix. No, you don't. 808-5627 right now. Or you can always, even during the week, I don't know if you've heard the market segments we've been doing every day, but during the day you'll hear our Sandman jingle and we talk about the market, what's been going on. But if you want to just tweet us a question, anytime you want something comes up, you just want to know what the Sandman would do, I really appreciate that. That's at PYA Radio. Again, at PYA Radio there on Twitter. As you approach retirement, I was thinking about the situation because Fred and Ginger came walking in this week, and they're both executives at financial institutions, and they're thinking about retiring, and they're thinking about doing it pretty soon. They've been working in the industry for 20-plus years and paid down their house, and they're liking to travel and want to just move on. So they wanted to know if they're going to run out of money in retirement. That was really their biggest fear. They've been saving real well, have different types of 401ks and IRAs and savings accounts, and done a pretty good job. But they just don't know how they can turn that into income that they can't outlive if they live a long time. That's the seems to be the biggest fear. So we started talking about it, and I thought, wow, this is a great topic because there's a few different things you can do to make sure you don't run out of money in retirement. And so that's today's show. We're going to be talking about that. And I want you to think about this. As you start to approach retirement, a lot of people get fixated on what they call this magic number. It's like, a pot of money that's just large enough to allow you to live comfortably for the rest of your days. And I don't think that's really a good idea because that assumes a lot of different things. And there's a better way to do it. So what we want to do is we want to figure out whether you can afford to retire. That's math. It's not magic. And then we do an analysis of how you want to spend your time and your money when you actually do retire. So I know there's a lot of online calculators you can use. You can go online and you can use these silly little calculators and they'll tell you, you know, if you're not going to run out of money. But you know what? In my opinion, they don't really do you very good. Why? Because they don't typically look at a realistic inflation number. They don't integrate your portfolio into it, which gives you a risk number, upside, downside, and how that portfolio can last in real time because the portfolio is not connected to that program. And more importantly, it doesn't look at taxes because taxes are a big part of what you're going to pay for the rest of your life, particularly as you start taking money out under this new tax law. So as you know, when you hit 72, that's when you have to start taking your RMD now. And so for those of you who aren't 72 yet, you have this buffer period, I'm going to call it, where you've got to make a smart decision. Do you take your RMD early or do you take Social Security? It's a very good question. This is what Fred and Ginger were talking about as we were going through this. Now, a lot of other people use this rule of thumb I've heard out there. Well, when you retire, you should have about 70% of what you currently make. And if you want to live a little larger, 80% of what you currently make is what your portfolio should produce. I think that guideline's flawed too, because I found that many retirees, particularly in their early years, I've heard someone call this the go-go years, they end up spending much more than they did while they were working. And why is that? Well, what's today? It's Saturday. And when you're retired, every day is like today. It's a Saturday. You have pretty much an unlimited amount of time to do. You just have to deal with a little more traffic, a little more people, because they're all out taking all your parking places and stuff. But the bottom line is you have Saturdays and unlimited. So one thing you might do is you might think about moving to a lower cost area. Now, a lot of you have a lot of equity in your house. You have, you know, in some cases, a million or several million, maybe multiple million dollars in equity in your home. And the whole reason why you haven't even considered selling it is because your cost basis, what you paid for it back in the 80s or 70s, is so low that you'd get punished with a capital gain tax if you decided to do that. Well, there are other ways you can get to that equity. You don't have to just think about it in the traditional, well, I sell it and there's capital gain. There's other things you can do. And we deal with real estate, so we can help you with that if you need some help in that area. But that's one thing to consider, possibly taking that equity out of that home, using that to supplement your overall retirement strategy, and buying a nice house on the golf course, say in Las Vegas or down in Arizona, or certainly not Kansas, but Kansas. Who wants to go to Kansas anyways? The Niners are going to blow them away. Good night, Kansas. Anyway, I'm just giving the board op a problem. He thinks he's hot because he's from Kansas. He thinks KC's got a chance against the Niners. Are you kidding me? Never going to happen. Anyways, I'll go back. When you retire, that matters too. Because let's say you retire before you're 65, like Fred and Ginger, one of them happens to be younger than 65. And so when that person retires, I'm not going to tell you which one it is. When that person retires, they're going to have to pick up their medical expenses because they don't have Medicare. Remember, you don't get Medicare till you're 65. So you have to ask yourself the question, how much is that going to cost me if my employer doesn't cover me? And how many years do I have to pay for that if something were to happen? And to add on top of that, you've got inflation. I'll talk about that a little bit here in a second. But there's other things that are going to cost you more money. So you have to really give some serious thought to how you're going to spend your time and your money once you stop working. Honestly, seriously, think about it. Sit down and spend some time just thinking about that. And like I said, what I found is when people retire, say it's 65 to 70, I heard this expression, they're called the go-go years. And this is the period when many retirees are still in very good health. I'm going to go to the gym after this today, and I see clients there all the time. We're walking around, hey, what's going on, Bob? Hey, Jim. Hey, Sally, how are you? I mean, they're at the gym. They're working out. They're in really good shape. They're 70, but these people can work out. They're healthy. And they're eager to do all the things that now they have all the time to do, but they couldn't do it because they were working every day and they just didn't have the time. So you'll find yourself spending more on travel, on entertainment, and you're probably not going to do that one big annual vacation every year. There's going to probably be more like two or three trips a year once you have that. So if you're someone who wants to stay home and maybe work in your garden, but realize this, your heating, your air conditioning costs will go up because you're going to be home all day. Sure, you're going to be making more meals at home, probably, but then you're going to want to remodel your kitchen or your bathroom you've been waiting all these years to do. So that's going to cost you, you know, some money to do something like that. So we got to start by figuring out how much you're going to spend. And you may have a vague idea of what you're spending based on what's left in your bank account after you spend your paycheck down. But do you really know how much of your paycheck goes towards, say, your groceries, your gas, your insurance, movies, and the other non-necessities that you're spending it on? Well, now is the time to get a handle on the cost of your lifestyle. So I want you to comb through your credit card and bank statements. And they do a pretty good job of tracking and even categorizing your expenses for the past 3 to 6 months. That's what I'd like you to do. Start there, go backwards 3 to 6 months, and look at what those add up to. Now, don't overlook the expenses that are quarterly or even semi-annually, like your property taxes or your insurance. Now, coming up next on Protect Your Assets, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say that you should buy an immediate annuity for retirement so you have a consistent stream of income for the rest of your life. Is that really a good idea? Well, there's so much more to come. It always pays to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back. Mr. Sandman, bring me
a dream. Boy, we hope you enjoyed the show. This hour of programming, well, podcasting, is brought to you by water. Without it, well, we just die. Thanks, water. Also brought to you in part by air. Without air, why would we have water? Okay, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And our goal is to help all of our listeners live a more productive, less stressed life, especially the day after the market drops 600 points. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of this show. This is our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes bad advice that they say.
Say what?
So this whole show today is driven by Fred and Ginger. Fred and Ginger came in our office this past week. They were, financial service executives, and they've thought a lot about retiring. They've been saving for a long time. And they wanted to retire, but they didn't know if they had enough money to last throughout their lifetime. They were really worried about outliving their money. And they didn't know this was the right time to retire either, because one of them is not Medicare eligible. So they brought this up. They said they heard this, that you should buy an immediate annuity for retirement so you can have a consistent stream of income. And they wanted to know if that was really good advice. Now, if for those of you who don't know what an immediate annuity is, it's like a pension. In fact, they're essentially the same thing. What this is where you give an insurance company a chunk of money, and that chunk of money is given up forever. meaning you never get it back again. And in exchange, what the insurance company does, based on their claims-paying ability, is they promise to pay you a check, usually every month, for the rest of your life or a specific period. It could be 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And there's all kinds of reasons why or why not you may want to do something like that. And in the last segment, I was mentioning about our budget worksheet, and that's where this budget worksheet really comes in handy as you start to figure this out. Because you can use it to estimate what your regular monthly expenses could look like your utilities, your groceries, mortgage, if you still have one. And you may buy an annuity or an immediate annuity just to cover those costs, your basic living expenses. That might be a way that you do something like this. And so if you have those basic costs covered, then you could feel more comfortable withdrawing money from, say, your stock account or your hopefully you're earning more interest. Did you hear Ray Dalio say cash is trash recently? I thought that was fascinating. What a comment. And he said that for a number of reasons, but he meant holding things for longer term. Cash is not where you want to be. But anyway, I digress. So if you have investments and you're earning some interest on it, you could sell those investments, those other investments, if you had your basics covered, and use that for, say, traveling or non-discretionary items like remodeling your kitchen. That's where you might get that money from. But as long as you have your basics covered, an immediate annuity, according to this position, may make sense. Now, unfortunately, this is not the optimal time to be buying an immediate annuity. Why is that? Well, here's why. Payouts are tied to interest rates on the 10-year treasury. Did you know that? And right now we're at an all-time, well, not all-time, but pretty low. We're at a historic low right now on the 10-year treasury. So you may want to wait until interest rates go higher to buy an immediate annuity, or you could use a strategy known as laddering. And this involves making smaller annuity purchases periodically, say every 3 to 5 years, so that if interest rates do rise, you will capture that upside and then lock that in for the rest of your life. Plus, the annuities you buy in your later years will pay you more no matter what happens because your life expectancy gets shorter. And that's a pretty neat little deal. Now, the other thing you may want to do, and I saw this week, is long-term care insurance. Now, one of our clients sent in a statement that they received from Genworth. And this letter basically said that their premium was going from $1,394 up to, get this, $2,510. That's over an 80% increase forever, if they want the exact same benefits. Yeah. So someone said, well, what if I don't want to buy long-term care insurance? Is there anything else I can do? This is where, if you're looking at an annuity, you might want to get an annuity that has a long-term care feature in it if you need it. Notice how I said that. Maybe you don't necessarily want it, but if you need it and you want the annuity to have the ability to convert into something like that, there's products out there that do that. And then that way you're not spending premiums every year that you'll never get back again. So one of the ways you could do that is you could look at what's called a fixed deferred annuity versus an immediate annuity. There is a big difference because the deferred annuity can provide you guaranteed payments, again, based on the claims paying ability of that insurance company. That's what that word means. When you reach a certain age. In other words, let's say you reach 65 and now you're ready to turn on that income out of that fixed annuity product, it can start paying you income for the rest of your life if that's what you're trying to do. Or maybe you want to tie your spouse's life to it. You could do that as well. Now, why would you do that? Well, because the risk that you might die before you start collecting payouts is there. I mean, unfortunately, no one saw Kobe's passing last week. That just happened out of nowhere. The guy was young, vivacious, everything going for him, and he crashed and died. It happens, even to the best of us. So if he had a deferred annuity, his family would have got the money. They would have got the payout of the death benefit. If he did an immediate annuity, his family would have lost all that money. That's why I don't like immediate annuities necessarily all the time. So you've got to really understand the ups and downs of these things before you get into them and how they affect you. Let me give you an example. Let's say there's a 65-year-old man who invested $100,000 in immediate annuity. He's going to get currently $525 a month. And this is from the immediateannuities.com website. But if he invested $100,000 in deferred annuity that starts payments when he turns 80, again, to ensure his longevity risk, he could receive, get this, $1,750 a month. That's three times more money. The deferred annuity payouts, like the immediate annuity, are tied to interest rates. So if you believe rates at some point in the future are going to rise, then you might want to postpone buying that immediate annuity right now. Okay? So think about that. How many of you out there right now are wondering about retiring right now? Well, maybe you're like Fred and Ginger, and you've got all this kind of money that's been growing along with the market. You haven't really thought much about it, but hey, the markets are still at pretty high levels, and if you owned anything related to the S&P 500, you've done pretty well. And let's face it, indexing hasn't been that tough these last 10 years. It's kind of set it and forget it, right? Those days are going to change. You know it. When you have days like Friday, all of a sudden you start wondering, is this really going to keep working? Right? You're thinking about it. Of course you are. You have to be. I've got a couple last little good ones here that you want to hear about. It's related to Chairman Jay Powell, too, about the Fed, because he talked this last week, and it was really important, and this is going to affect your retirement. So when we come back, we're going to get into that. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. We'll be right back.
Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. And it doesn't hurt to have a good retirement plan, too. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. And now, here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. You are listening to David Hollander, the Sandman. And this morning we've been sharing with you the 8 ways to make sure you don't run out of money in retirement. Because that happens all the time, and you don't want to go back to work. That's probably the worst thing that could happen. You're thinking everything's great, you're retired, and you realize this isn't going to work. I got to go back to work, and then maybe your boss doesn't take you back because, let's just say you weren't so nice when you left. It happens, right? It happens to all of us. So anyway, listen, we're going to be doing some more workshops. We've had a lot of success and enjoyment by you coming out and meeting with us at these dinner events we've been doing. We've been finding some great restaurants. I don't know if you've been to Davino's in Belmont, but I'm going to tell you right now, they have some really good Italian food. In fact, I thought I was in Italy when I was there because they speak Italian to you. The food is delicious. The staff's really nice. And Davino's in Belmont. We're going to be there next Thursday, February 6th at 6:30. Now, when you go to this website to register, it's going to say waitlist. But I want you to know right now, for my listeners today, as long as you go there and put your name on there, we're going to squeeze you in. Okay, so here's what you do. You go to pyaevents.com. Again, pyaevents.com. Register for that one. And when you sign up, there's a little notes section. Put on there, Sandman said I could come. All right, make sure you put that on there, else we're going to not let you in the door. Now, if you want to come to one that's not sold out yet, February 20th, we'll be up in Mill Valley at Piotti's, another really great restaurant. We're in the room upstairs, have a beautiful view of the little estuary there. And they have some great food as well. And we talk about all sorts of things at these workshops, anything you really want to talk about. But it always gets in these great conversations about taxes, about do you need a trust and how does that work with estate planning? Maybe you have a question about long-term care or your portfolio. You know, bring it. We love to talk to you about it. So again, pyaevents.com. You can register right there. Tell a friend. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Jane Valancourt, Mark Gersh, Trish Franklin, Janet Landles, Rick Schnolly, my favorite guy. Thanks, Rick. Melody Kylick and Bill Gould, John Filson. Happy birthday to all of you folks. Hope you have a great birthday. Now, this morning, we've been talking about the 8 ways to make sure you don't run out of money in retirement. And here's one. This is one of the largest expenses you're going to have in retirement, period. What do you think it is? Healthcare. That's right. It's your healthcare. And it's also one of the ones that rises the quickest. Most people don't put this in their plan. So one of the ways to make sure you don't run out of money in retirement is make sure when you're budgeting your healthcare bill that you have it inflate. Get this, 10% a year. Mm-hmm. 10% a year. I know Jay Powell all day last Wednesday was banging the table. He was moving his hands around. I've never seen the guy as animated as he was last Wednesday about inflation getting to 2%. The Fed is behind this. They want inflation at 2%. Okay, when you factor inflation on your, you know, cost of living, 2%, fine. We run 2.5%. But when it comes to your healthcare, 8%. Now, another big one that I was just talking about last segment was long-term care insurance. Now, expect your premiums, if you have an older policy, if you have a policy, say, that was issued in the last 5 to 10, even 15 years, the premiums on your long-term care policy are going to go up. Why is that? It's because the actuaries back then didn't really do a very good job of calculating how much these costs were going to be on long-term care. So your premiums were undershot in most cases. And just about every long-term care insurance policy out there has the ability to raise premiums. And as I was mentioning, my client Jim sent me his Genworth statement recently, and they are raising his premium 80%. You heard that right, 80%. So build that into your budget. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team today for putting together another great show. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there in the studio, Raph, Dora, Phil, and Jordan. Thanks for helping out today, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend, and go 49ers. Good luck. I know you're going to crush the KCs. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.